BJ and Jamie.
By the way, that documentary about Casa Bonita starts tomorrow night.
Oh,
it's
it does?
On Paramount Plus.
Gotcha.
If you've got that. I don't know if I got it or not.
Also, Spadilla's telling us his favorite show is premiering.
What's that?
Squid Games.
Squid Games. Yeah, coming out December 26th.
Oh, December.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you know what I'm really excited about?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Play number 5.
Number 5?
Yeah. Woo!
Hang on 1 second. Okay. Let me get to number 5. You caught me off guard.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So sorry. I mean,
no, it's not my number 5. I think it's something else.
No, it's on number 5.
It doesn't
Travis Kelce, are you smarter than
a
celebrity?
Yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
That one?
Yeah we were just talking about TV and stuff.
All right.
Here. Hello, everybody. I'm Travis Kelce, and welcome to Are You Smarter? The game show where people can win ridiculous money just by answering questions about stuff we all learned back in elementary school.
I don't know anything about geography.
Me neither.
The global phenomenon is back with a twist.
You guys ready to play? Yeah! We got a bunch of celebrities over there. If a player gets stuck on a question, they can cheat off the celebrities.
You were like, I think it's true. He thinks it's true.
False.
You're an offensive player. Is
yes,
that correct?
That's me, yeah.
And I'm an offensive comedian.
Every Wednesday. Get your head.
I'm proud of you.
In the game.
Good job.
What was your major, Travis?
Criminal justice. If I'm going to go to school, I might as well learn how to not go to jail.
Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Part of Winning Wednesdays.
So it's they're saying that they think he's too enthusiastic. That's the reviews. That he's
on the promo?
Yeah. Yeah. And even the people that were taping with him are like, they're coaching him down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's like, wow!
He does seem over the top in that promo.
Hey, right? Spadilla,
can you find any of the questions real quick? See if there are any sample questions out there. I'm curious about it.
Right.
Because the way they say it there is like whatever you learned in basically elementary school are some of the questions they ask.
Yeah, because it's based off of the old show. Are You Smarter
More
than a
Fifth Grader?
Fifth grader, yeah.
And I'm just wondering if the questions are in that same vein, you know, and if we know the answers to them.
And so far, they said a buttload of big-time sports athletes have signed up.
Really? When's it start?
I guess it starts on Wednesday.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
October 16th.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And it's on Prime Video, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
And so it starts in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, but they're saying really big celebrities are signing up because he's involved.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't know if they'd get anybody because you don't want to feel dumb, but I guess it's working. And you usually get C-listers. But no.
So you have a question that's given to you, and the same question's given to the celebrity?
Correct.
And whomever knows the answer.
Right.
Are you smarter than that celebrity?
Correct, yeah.
Like if I went up against Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, still the same thing. Yep, correct.
Okay. All right. Just wondering. I don't know how it works. I haven't seen the promo. Do you have any other questions?
I can't find a list of questions, no.
Great.
But he wasn't prepared either. I just threw this on everybody just now.
I love trivia questions. I just love it.
You know, not to brag, but kind of a Jeopardy champ myself.
Yeah, I know you do. Yeah. You love the Jeopardy.
It's kind of sad now that my son's moved out because we always played Jeopardy together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And I didn't know. This is so, he's so rude. So I wasn't even paying attention, but he would yell out the answer really fast and stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? Well, we had closed caption on, and it was before the end of the before they showed
that's
us.
Hilarious.
Because I wasn't even paying attention. The closed caption was at the bottom, you know, because I have it on for Real Housewives of Dubai because I can't understand
but
them.
But they would show the answer before the person
yes,
would say it?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair. It's you don't want to watch it like that.
I was like, wow, he's on his A game today.
You're a genius.
You know, speaking of my son moving out and all that, I feel like my friends think that the things I've been saying are kind of rude because a lot of us have seniors that have moved out and gone to college or whatever. And my son's in California and they're like, how are you doing? You know, they did all these activities, had him ready for me, all this stuff because he's an only child and, you know,
they wanted to
him.
Keep you busy.
Yeah. Cause they were afraid I was going to go into some kind of stupor or something. Can I just tell you, you don't realize until your kid or kids move out of the house, how stressful they are until they move because you don't realize that you're sleeping with one ear open all the time. I'm sleeping like a rock now because my whole life for 18 years, I've slept with an ear open, no matter when he was a baby or whatever. Because I was always like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Because I was a panicked parent, and I was a helicopter parent. Yeah. You know, I was like, wow.
Well, it's just your instinct, yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll tell you, and I told you this several weeks ago. It's like, okay, and you still miss them. I mean, all that stuff's still there. It's just that that peace of mind is a lot different today than what it was when they were living there. And it gets even better because the first thing I noticed when the kids moved out was the free time. It's like, okay, what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
All right, what am I going to do today? Because you're always, you don't realize how much you're waiting on them or even worrying about them. All the stuff you're talking about,
it's
Katie.
Just weird. My shoulders are down now. And I mean, and they're like, oh my God, that's so mean. I go, no, you guys, like, when you're the only parent, when you, it's your life. Like, you know, you have a mom and a dad, they both take on a little bit of the stress, but moms, we know, we always take on all of it. But when you're an only parent, it's like, if you die, then he dies. Like, so you also have to worry about, like, every decision you're making, and you're just, you live your life like this.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, holy hell. And I went out to the cabin yesterday, and I was just like, man, I didn't have to freak out. Like, oh God, I got to be back. Make sure he has dinner. How did everything go? Oh my God, did he do his homework? Is he going to get home in time? Blah, 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 blah. My brain was like that. I didn't realize it.
Here's the thing. It's a two-way street. Can you imagine how free he feels?
Oh, he's so happy.
He feels 10 times freer than
sure.
You.
Nobody's bitching at him about getting his homework done. What time to be home?
He's on cloud nine. He's like, woo! All right, it's BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.